Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. We know that shootings tend to be higher on weekends in the city, and Mondays tend to be relatively quiet, but yesterday was a Monday, and it was far from quiet, as John Montone reports. John?
Yeah, Lee, after shooting up the city all weekend, the guys with guns were back to work on Monday. In Canarsie, Chief of Detectives Rodney Harrison says the first shot was fired at 6:19 p.m.
At 1571 Remsen Avenue, we had one female, 23 years old, that was shot four times in the chest. 10 minutes later, at 6:31, 2105 Rockaway Parkway, we had three males shot. One male was 19, he was shot one time in the elbow. Another male is 19, shot in the leg. And another male was 19 as well, and he was shot in the back.
And the bullets kept coming from inside a white car at 6:33.
Flatlands Avenue, Flatlands and 4th, and 108, East 108 Street, with one male being accompanied by a female that was on a scooter that was shot one time in his back.
14 minutes, five people with bullets in them. For the day, 17 people were shot and no borough was spared. And on Sunday night at a barbecue in Bed-Stuy, a gunfight. And caught between the bullets, one-year-old Devel Gardner, who was killed. His grandmother pleading with police to catch the killers. John Montone, 1010, Wins News.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has proposed that the crime wave in the city is at least in part the result of people being unable to pay their rent. Among those taking issue with the Congresswoman's analysis, Governor Cuomo.
It is factually impossible that somebody committed a crime so they could pay their rent. If you can't pay your rent, you cannot be evicted right now.
He also points out that the current crime wave is dominated by shootings in which no money changes hands. But a spokeswoman for AOC points out that the governor's eviction moratorium ends next month, and tenants who haven't been paying their rent are already getting eviction notices in anticipation of that. Cops have made an arrest in a bizarre stabbing attack on a 7 train in Queens earlier this month. Samantha Liebman with more on that this morning. Sam?
Yes, and the video disturbing. The sounds of screaming passengers from that cell phone video as a man attacks a 71-year-old man sitting across from him on the 7 train this morning, the morning of July 5th. Queens DA Melinda Katz says they have now charged 46-year-old Patrick Chambers of the Bronx with attempted murder. He was already facing other charges, including assault. Officials say in that unprovoked attack, he stabbed and slashed the victim multiple times. He lost 2 liters of blood and had to undergo surgery. He says Chambers also attacked a 73-year-old Good Samaritan on that 7 train who tried to step in and help. Chambers is facing 25 years in prison if convicted. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Wins, live along the 7 train in Queens.
We knew the implementation of congestion pricing was going to be delayed. Now there's word the delay could be a year or longer. This is courtesy of the Trump administration, which has been slow walking the approval process for congestion pricing, citing an environmental review process. The MTA says the administration has not provided details of this process. Congestion pricing was supposed to kick in next January 1st. We now know what it's going to take to reopen schools in New York State for the coming school year.
A date to watch will be August 1st. School districts' individual plans will need state approval by then, and Governor Cuomo says their regions will need to be in phase 4 with an infection rate below 5%. If it exceeds 9% in a 7-day average, schools close.
You get a green light on August 1st. Between August 1st and the day the school opens, we continue to monitor every day. And if the infection rate goes over 9, we hit an emergency stop button.
The Board of Regents' new guidelines for the state include making sure schools are ready for remote learning, even part-time if necessary. Assistant Education Commissioner Mary Beth Casey detailed some of the teaching and learning requirements.
All instruction and local curriculum must be aligned to the learning standards, and most importantly, there has to be substantive daily interaction between students and their teachers. We heard that loud and clear at the student forums.
There's state guidance now for school districts on everything from cleaning to how to best use space to making sure there's still social distancing during fire and lockdown drills. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds at the governor's office in Midtown.
Cops say they're looking for whoever threw red paint on the Black Lives Matter mural on Fifth Avenue. It happened in broad daylight at high noon.
Oscar Vela from the Upper West Side was already recording video of the mural when he captured the incident.
And at first I was pretty much shocked. Like I was a little speechless because I couldn't believe that this was happening.
Mayor de Blasio responded in a tweet saying, quote, "To whoever vandalized our mural on Fifth Avenue, nice try. New York City DOT has already fixed it. The Black Lives Matter movement is more than words. It can't be undone." Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds, in front of Trump Tower.
And we have that video up at 1010winds.com. Current law prevents most foreign students from coming to the U.S. to take online-only courses, and with many colleges planning to go online-only this fall, those students would have to leave the U.S. or not come in the first place. New York Attorney General Letitia James is joining with attorneys general from 17 other states, mostly Democrats, in filing suit against the Trump administration over this. The effort's being led by Massachusetts AG Martha Healey, who says the Trump administration didn't even attempt to explain the basis for this senseless rule, which forces schools to choose between keeping their international students enrolled and protecting the health and safety of their campuses. Acting Homeland Security Chief Ken Cuccinelli replied that if a school isn't going to be open, or if they're going to be 100% online, then we wouldn't expect people to be here for that. He recommends that foreign students already in the U.S. consider transferring to schools that will be offering in-person instruction. In Bensonhurst yesterday, a Lamborghini SUV slammed into a Dodge pickup truck, which then slammed into a 30-year-old man crossing 65th Street. That man was slammed against a Starbucks. The truck also hit the Starbucks. The driver of the truck and the pedestrian are both in critical condition. There were three men in the Lamborghini, but cops haven't been able to figure out which of them was driving, so no charges have been filed as of yet. When you live in the city, rats come with the territory, but when you move out to Long Island, you expect the rats to stay back in the city, but apparently even the rats are moving to the suburbs. Some people who live in Plainview are complaining that their neighborhood is now overrun with rats. There's even video of a rat swimming in a backyard pool there. Longtime residents said they'd never seen a rat in the vicinity until a few weeks ago. The Nassau County Department of Health has inspected and confirmed the infestation, but while the county is happy to provide residents with information on how to keep their property free of rats, the county does not provide any actual extermination services. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.